So what kind of patients in your own practice will you think about doing this?
So in my practice, once I determine that a patient cannot be cured, that our goal is palliation and prolongation of survival, at that point, I'm starting to think about when can this person have a break. Typically, I will treat the patient to their maximum response before discussing a break, and maybe even a couple months beyond maximum response, depending on when it occurs and what their level of cumulative toxicity is. But I'm thinking about treatment breaks after about 6 months to a year on therapy, if they haven't progressed on that therapy.
And how long are they usually able to stay off therapy?
My experience is that I'm able to give people 3, 4, sometimes even 6 months without therapy. I'll reassess their disease every 2 months. Oftentimes, the first reassessment, there may be just no growth at all or a smidgen of growth, and then we'll go another 2 months. And oftentimes, that's the point at which I start to see disease progression and start getting uncomfortable about further delay in reinitiating treatment.
How do patients feel about this? Again, with intermittent androgen deprivation, you hear from the urologists a lot of people, or there are a fair number of men who are uncomfortable being off therapy. What happens with colon cancer?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the one hand, there's some discomfort of not having the security blanket. But if you're reassuring enough as the doctor, this reassurance goes a long way in getting people comfortable. And now we have some data to point to say, look, it's been studied, and the patients who had treatment breaks did just as well as those patients who didn't have treatment breaks. And so you have data to support it, you're giving the reassurance, and you're basically saying it's okay. Because oftentimes the family members are the ones who are most uncomfortable because they're not having the side effects. And family members often want you to continue, take the most aggressive therapy, continue. How could you say you don't want treatment? But the patient is often relieved with this idea that they can actually plan for a trip without having to worry about whether they're going to have a neutropenic fever on shipboard.